This recording, Ontario 26, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comaget Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My earliest memory from a child would be visiting the Cayman Islands with my parents and my grandparents, and sitting on the beach, and there was a gentleman down the beachway. He used to be a captain, so we called him Captain Marcus, and every morning he would go out and catch fresh lobster and fresh conch and bring it up for us to have, and he would cut down coconuts so I could have coconut milk in the morning and eat fresh coconuts. And he had long, straggly, white hair, big bald spot in the top, really friendly-looking man. And I was there for Pirates Week, and it turns out that he was a captain, but he was also a captain of a pirate ship. Not a real pirate ship, but they have the celebratory Pirates Week thing. So anyways, he took us out on his pirate ship for the day, and we scared some tourists. We had a great time. Ate more coconuts, ate fresh lobster, ate fresh conch. It was great. I was probably 4. And then we collected some seashells, went swimming, and that was the end of it. He was probably one of the eldest Caymanian residents on the island. So he was quite the attraction. So when there was a shipwreck just outside of the reef that you could see from where our condo was, and so he'd take us out in the rowboat, and we'd explore the shipwreck, and it's very exciting. Very exciting for a 4-year-old. But I think that's my earliest memory.